Not only could it get worse, but it will get worse. Africa has two water problems. One is water safety, getting water that's safe to drink. The other is, and this is highly visible in North Africa, particularly in Egypt, is getting enough water to produce food. Egypt is severely constricted by the amount of water in the Nile, and now the countries upstream, such as Ethiopia and the Sudan, are taking more and more of the Nile water. At one time, all the water in the Nile went to Egypt, but it no longer does. So Egypt is now importing over half of its wheat consumption, for example. So the water issue cuts two ways in Africa. One is safe drinking water, and the other is simply having enough water to produce food.
And you're talking of this region, the Nile Basin region, which has a population of nearly 400 million out of Africa's 1 billion people, and the population is projected to grow. Could this be a crisis?
It would probably first become an economic crisis as it becomes more and more difficult for the countries involved to get enough grain, and so internal food prices would rise. This is one of the problems that Africa is going to be facing for a long time to come. And Egypt is probably the most vulnerable of all the countries in Africa because it is dependent on Nile water, and now the upstream countries, such as Ethiopia and Sudan, are using more and more of that. This is why Egypt is now importing over half of its wheat, and that's probably going to go much higher in the years ahead.
Do you think, in your opinion, that the River Nile waters are well managed today?
I wouldn't say that the Nile River Basin is one of the better managed. I don't think there's been a serious effort at improving the efficiency of irrigation water use. I don't think there's been much effort by governments to shift to less water-intensive crops. A lot of rice is grown in Egypt, and rice takes about twice as much water per ton of grain as wheat does. So there's room for restructuring agriculture to substantially reduce water use, or stated otherwise, to use the given amount of water to produce more grain.
Some analysts have predicted conflicts related to water in the not far distant future. What needs to happen to avoid conflicts over water?
These conflicts are popping up in many places in the world because water supplies are getting tighter and tighter. There is no effort anywhere in the world that I know of to coordinate population policies and water policies. And yet, in the end, the amount of water that's available will determine the size of the population that can be supported. But no one seems to want to go near the population issue and seriously address it and coordinate the formulation of population and water policies.